the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And welcome back to the Prentice Altum Heating Air Coach's Corner. Got choked up there seeing Coach Carson. I haven't seen you in a week.
I do that to people.
Yeah, well, I missed you last week, so this is my turn. So last week, I know you're disappointed with the opening loss, but you kind of rebounded pretty well last night. And I know you're we were talking off air. I kind of asked the question, where are you from week to week? And I think you feel like you made some improvement last night.
I don't think there's any question that we're better this week than we were last week. Our kids played hard last night, and we played better, and that allowed us to win.
32-7 win over McEwen. And Coach, talk a little bit about Ryan Jordan. He had 200 yards passing last night, and he's a newcomer, basically, to the program, but he has very impressive last night, and a lot of passing yards for you guys.
You know, Ryan's doing a nice job for us. It's taking him a little bit of time to get used to us and to get used to the way we do things or whatever, but, he's worked hard and he's responded, and he's getting better. I mean, he's a good kid, and he wants to play well, and he has played well. And he's the situation he's been in the past is they weren't, very successful. They worked hard and tried to do things right, but they just weren't very successful. And once you go through 10 games, you kind of gets in your mind a little bit. And so he's coming out of that and really just starting to play with expectations to win and to play well. And we just think he's going to get better and better, as we go.
Took the game early last night. I know it's always important to get off to a good start, but you kind of set the tone fairly early, and that helps things too when you don't struggle early or there's not a turnover or something early in the ball game.
Well, it's a it's always better to come out of the gate strong. And we wanted to do that last night. McEwen's struggling a little bit this year, and the last thing we wanted to do was kind of go out there and slop around and give those guys some momentum, because they've got some pretty good players, and so we wanted to go out and maybe just set the tone early and get on them quick, and we did that on both sides of the ball, and I was pleased with our effort there.
Defensively, last night held them to 7 points, and talk a little bit about this year's defense. I know I didn't have an opportunity to talk to you last week, but fairly steady, and you've got kind of you guys the last 3-4 years have kind of always had that a good strong mentality when it comes to playing defense, playing hard, and containment, I guess.
Well, it's our defense is playing well, but it's just our whole football team is so young, compared to last year. We start two sophomores on the defensive line. Our linebackers are we do start a junior, but we're a lot smaller. We're small and play a lot of young people. I guess the secondary is where we're the oldest, but they're getting better each week, and we're not right now going to be the last year we had a dominating defense, and right now we're not going to be that defense. Now, I think, can we get there eventually? Maybe so. I hope so. We're going to work to get to that. But our kids are playing with great effort. And the bottom line is we're young and we're inexperienced and we're small, and so that's going to take its toll over the course of the game sometimes. But last night, we had a couple of guys, had a couple of sophomores that played. The first 3 quarters never came out of the game. Alex Ware and James Merritt are 2 sophomore kids who are going to be. I mean, they're solid football players right now, but we feel like they're going to be really good football players in the future. And they're learning how to do those things right now and learning what it means to play, an entire football game. So hopefully, that's just going to make us better down the road.
Coach Carson, I want to ask you one thing about last year and the year before and the year before. You've kind of tried to set a mindset with your bunch. They want to be better, don't they? I mean, that has been established, hasn't it? I mean, what you've done in the last couple of years or so kind of carries over to this year in terms of effort and want to be there.
Well, you hope so. And, you know, our kids have really take a lot of pride in wearing that maroon jersey. And, you know, you hope it's carrying over, and you hope that it matters to them. And I think this, you know, with you know success we had, you know, the last 2 years and last year in particular, it just makes it even. You know, our kids now, regardless of who we're playing, you know, they have the expectations of going out and we're going to win. And it hadn't always been that way since I've been there. And you know, there had to be a culture change to take place, and we're not there yet. You know, the culture still hasn't changed as much as we want it to, but it is changing. It's changing on our football team. It's changing in our community. It's changing in our school, and it's getting better. And we're not where we want it to be. Our kids aren't where we want it to be right now, but it is getting better. And you know, as long as we continue to work hard and practice hard and play hard and those sorts of things. Then that too will get better as well.
Some familiar names contributed last night. Jernigan, a 32-yard pass catch. Higgins, 37-yard pass catch. And then Chris Hale, of course, in the running game. Those are names that we're going to hear, I would think, very often in the next few
weeks.
Yeah,
I hope so. I hope so. You know, we had, you know, Ryan, he spread the wealth around pretty good last night. I think we had maybe, you know, six receivers that had, you know, at least one catch. And we moved Dakota Duran this year to tailback as well. And Dakota had, you know, I don't know, I haven't seen the stats yet, probably close to 80 yards on, you know, maybe seven carries. Had a really good night for us at tailback. And he's going to have to run the ball more. This is the first year he's ever played running back, but he's a, you know, he's a big kid, he's a fast kid, and you know, in order for us to keep Hale fresh, you know, he's going to have to run the ball in key situations, and he's going to get better, and he's doing a good job right now.
When they're young like that, and they've not played a position, like for instance, the running back position. Is it learning how to find a hole? Is it learning to follow your blockers? Or is it a combination of all those things?
You know, you never want to have to coach a tailback very much. I've always been the opinion if you got to coach a tailback a lot, then you don't have a tailback. And naturally, and fortunately, Dakota has some natural ability as far as he's a big kid. He can run. But he had some natural ability on you know, how to press the line of scrimmage and then see, you know, run with your eyes and that sort of stuff. The biggest thing with someone like him is, and, you know, this is going to sound silly, but, you know, if you've played football for 15 years or whatever, but you've always played tight end or receiver or whatever, then taking a handoff is like a foreign language, you know, so you have to spend time on just your simple stuff, you know, how do you step before you run this play or that play? And, you know, if you're going to the left, which arm is up, you know, and those are things we had to spend time with him, and he's gotten a lot better at it.
The next game is Moore County, and that's a formidable opponent, and that's, I guess, one of those you'd say you mark on your calendar kind of thing. But I know you're of the philosophy to take it one at a time, and that's the way you've always felt. And Moore County is a pretty good ball club.
Well, I don't think there's any question that if you talk to most of the coaches in our district, and they were honest with you, they would say that they probably got the best team in our league this year. They got a lot of guys coming back. They're big, they're strong, they're fast. Scott does a good job coaching them. The 2 years that he's been there that we've played him, we've played them three times, actually once in the playoffs. They beat us then. You know, we're 2-1 against them. They were, you know, we kicked a field goal with like 0.5 seconds to go in the game to beat them. They beat us in the playoffs that same year, 14-0. And then last year we beat them 10-7. So they've all been really good football games, and this is their best team that he's had, I think, and since he's been there, it's going to be a challenge for our team.
Key to victory, I guess, is keep away definitely from turnovers, and keep them as much as possible, I guess, the bend and don't break kind of thing. But they've got some players, don't they?
Yeah, they got a lot of good players, and if we go out there and slop it around and turn the ball over, then they'll blow us out off the field. They'll blow us out of the stadium. But if we can go out and play hard and execute and keep our mistakes to a minimum, then we got an opportunity to win the football game.
How are you looking, Andrew? I always worry about single A teams because injuries play such a big role. How are you in that regard?
We're still pretty beat up right now. Still have I think 3-4 starters out who were penciled in as starters at the beginning of the year. Hopefully we get two of those guys back next week. Did lose our free safety. He completely blew his ACL, MCL first week of the season. But we've had some kids step in and respond. And hopefully, if we can get through, these first three games at the 2-1 now and get those guys back, we've built some depth. And we need those guys to get back soon.
Injuries are a bad thing. They can also be good in terms of finding out what somebody else is made of and stepping up to the plate and doing the job.
That's a nice way to look at it.
It's a positive way, I guess, isn't it?
It's a they kind of keep you up at night sometimes, but it is what it is. You got to play with the guys that are there, and they've done a nice job up to this point, and I expect them to do the same this week.
Well, Brian and I are going to try to make it out there. Don't get an opportunity to see you guys much in a rare Thursday game. And is that good for crowd? Is that something you look forward to? Is this different? Or
well, actually, I'd much rather play it on Friday. I talked to some people beforehand, and they just basically said that, hey, we won't be at that game. We're going to be.
At the other six venues that are going on that night, or
well, no, that's Tennessee's opening night,
yeah.
And they just said, "Look, that's where we're going to be on the couch," and if you take, I know that a lot of the 6A schools or none of the 6A schools are playing on Thursday night, but when you take $1,000 out of their gates, and it's not that huge of a deal. You take $500 out of our gate, and that's 25% of our gate. And so we're hoping that, we're saving our gate by moving it to Thursday night. And maybe some folks some of the Murfreesboro schools will, if they want to watch some high school football on Thursday night, they'll come out and watch us.
Well, you're probably going to get two more anyway, Brian and myself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I'll spend big. I'm not sure about Brian.
Well, I mean,
I'll buy a baked potato.
I can just tell right now that the concession stand profit will go up.
Okay, Coach. I know where you're going with that one. Hey, it's good talking to you, and good luck next week or this week against Moore County.
Good deal. Thank you.
All right. Coach Appreciate Steve you. Carson, head coach of the Eagleville Eagles and somewhat of a comedian now, I noticed. But I love it. I think he looked at Brian when he said that, though. I don't know that he was referring to me, but anyway. Hey, coming up next here on the Prentice Awesome Heat and Air Coach's Corner, we've got Stanton Stevens of Laverne Wolverines as we wind things up here on the Prentice Awesome Heat and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay tuned.